Shlokish, chutz from him himself, everyone is bekoritz. Seis v'Rabbi Yechon alei Shlokish, hacholetz leyevim toi, v'chozar v'kidsho v'meis. Person makes chalitza to the Yevama, and then he marries her. Tzricho chalitza min ha'achim. Tzricho chalitza min ha'achim. Zog Rabbi Yechon alei Shlokish. Bishlei meledidi da minechai velav im ninu, so everyone could marry her, which is they have a love. Haynu de tzricho chalitza min ha'achim. They cannot do yibum because she's a chai velavim, but she falls to yibum and she needs chalitza. Elo ledidoch amai tzricho chalitza, stoch achai vekrisis. Amai tzricho chalitza. Das in the Gemara is kasha. And I want to read good the Gemara's Kasha. If you read good the Gemara's Kasha, Be'etzem, the whole side of the Sugya stated in this line. The whole side of the Sugya stated in this line of the Gemara. Let me learn good the Gemara's Kasha. Eis v'Rabbi Yechon l'Rish Lokish. Hacholetz li'evim toi, v'chozar v'kitsho v'meis. He did chalitza, lefi Rabbi Yechonon, and all of the achim she's belav, and he married her. So now when he dies, they need to do chalitza like chay belavi. Bishleim ledidi damrinu chay belavi ninu, aynu detzuch chalitza min achim. So it makes sense that she needs chalitza min achim. Elo ledidoch, lefi Reish Lakish, it's chay vekrises, amai tzricho chalitza. Why she needs a chalitza min ha'achim? This is Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yechonon's kasha to Reish Lakish. And I want to ask you a shayla b'pshat. Poshta pshat. But be'etzem, the whole sugya is in this poshta pshat. I don't understand Rabbi Yechonon's kasha. It doesn't start. One brother, a person dies. He has a yavama. The brother does chalitza. Firish Lokish, all the brothers, Firabi Yechon, all the brothers of Elav. Firish Lokish, the Bekoris. This person that made Chalitza marries her, and he dies. So the Gemara, it's all Chalitza min ha'achim. So Firish, Rabbi Yechon, lefim yitzvei gishmak. She's a chai velavim on everyone, she needs Chalitza. And lefim yurish Lokish, she's a chai vekrisis. She's a chai vekrisis. So how the brothers can do Yibu? That's the Gemara's kasha. I don't understand the kasha. Every time, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum. Shimon dies, Levi does Yibum? Yeah. How Levi does Yibum? Stochei Shesach from Reuven. Think a second. Think a second. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum. Shimon does Yibum. Shimon dies, Levi does Yibum. Aisha says she's out from Reuven, so what? Double Yibum. Double Yibum. I mean, we did already Yibum for him. Double Yibum. I don't know what it is. About double Yibum. Right? Let me show you what it was. About the Nusra, we say the whole time. Yibum is Matir 100 Aisha Sachs. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum. What kiddushin? Reuven, Shimon, Levi. How Levi does Yibum? And Eishes Reuven? Reuven is Eishes Ach. Shimon did Yibum. Why Levi could do Yibum after Shimon dies? the Teretz is, it's not a kasha. How much Yishisachs in the world that are there? Yibam is matig, Rabbi Yisrael Yishisach. So what Rabbi Yechanan wants from Rishlokish? What Rabbi Yechanan wants from Rishlokish? What Rabbi Yechanan wants from Rishlokish? Reuven dies, Shimon made Chalitza, and now he married her. So she's Yishisach of Reuven, Lefir Rishlokish, and Yishisach of Shimon. And Shimon dies, so why Levi can't do Yibum?
Chalitza's Ptur.
Yibum is for sure Ptur.
No, Yibum is Vier.
Yibum is Yibum, so it's for sure Ptur of Eishes Reuven. Eishes Reuven is it's
Ptur from the Yibum, not Ptur from Reuven.
It's a Chanel, take a second. Reuven is done. Chalitza Yibum is done. Levi can do Yibum, there's no problem about it. We explained, 100 Eishesach doesn't make a difference. So what Rabbi Yechon wants from Rish Lokish? What Rabbi Yechon wants from Rish Lokish? Why not do Yibum? I know that is a chorus. Reuven Shimon Levi is also a chorus from Reuven. She's Eishes Reuven. And she's Eishes Shimon. So Levi can do Yibum, we'll see later. But there's no shaila about it. Lekula Alman and Masechta, Levi can do Yibum. Not because they call us the
simple.
Reuven, Shimon, Levi, what? Why Levi is an out? What's the Yibum? Levi is a lava. It's not complete. That Eishes Reuven is back. If Eishes Reuven is back, so why Levi could do Yibum? That's like more Eishes. I mean, Eishes Lokish. I chose even to chose the kid from Eishes Chalitz Min Achim. Bishem, did he damn in Chayv Elav? Him nilu. Hayin Eishes Chalitz Min Achim. Elo le didoch. Am I Eishes Chalitz Min Achim? Lechush Yisrael ve Zirash Yisrael Yisrael ve. Am I Eishes Chalitz Min Achim? Nehi na medikdush in Tavse b'diul lekoyel bekores. Miu keshemeis. Tipoter, but it's an ach, Mishum Erbe. Hoylu be chorus koi alai. Hoylu be chorus koi alau. It's a crisis. The shayla is animal you could do evil. The answer has to be. And that's state bands in the Pesach of the whole Sugya. That this is his ach cannot be mutter to Levi. As Evi Lu Yatsuya, she's a shes ach me imoy. Someone marries a shes ach me naim. And he dies. So by the other brother, it's Eshesach Minayim, you can't do Yibum. This is one of the Arayas that pattern. Eshesachim Shalaya Bo'ilomoy. Reuven and Shimon. And Levi is born later. And Shimon does Yibum to Eshes Reuven. Levi cannot do it. Because on Eshesachim Shalaya Bo'ilomoy, there's no other Yibum. This Eshesach, that was Mufka from the Parsha, becomes like a Erbedik Eshesach. Samot Nezach. This Eshesach becomes like a Erbedik Eshesach. So even if normally in Reuven, Shimon, Levi could do Yibum to Eishes Reuven duch Shimon, Here, the Eishes Ruven, noch the Chalitze, it becomes like we explained from the Rashba, she's Lefir Shlokish Me'abroikoi, she's out of the Parsha, like an Elvedication Zach, we'll have to explain it in a second, what is exactly the longness of this Eishes Zach. And that Eishes Zach will not have a Heter. Ruven Shimon Levi is a Heter, this Eishes Zach is like Shalom Hayaboy Lomoy, it's like Eishes Zachim Me'imoy, that this Eishes Zach doesn't have a Heter. But this is the Gladkai, the Psychas Asugi. This is the glad guy of Psychas Asugi, that this Eishes Ach cannot follow evil. This Eishes Ach cannot follow evil. Don't state in the Gemara that this Eishes Ach cannot follow evil. So let me send the gash of the Gemara. When the Taimir, Fekhti Shlok, Ishtu Rabbi Yechanan Baag, Eim Eseife. Oma Dechum in Achim Vekitsho, Ein Lo Olof Klum, because it's not Toifes. V'ichai V'lavim Ninu, Amai Ein Lo Olof Klum, V'shitostu Rabbi Yechanan, the other brothers could marry her. אמר רב שישס, רבי יחמור לאנצר, סייפה נעשו לרב עקיבא. לא אמר, אין קידוש עם טייפסים בחי ולאבי. So the reishes, Rabbonon, במילא, if the brother, the mecholis was mekanish, it's chal. Sefer, if the brother is a mekanish, it's not chal, because it's רבי עקיבא. So the more of a little lady, רבי עקיבא, אין לו אלף כלום. So they didn't have to say two different echetimtses. You could have spoken on the same echetimtse, and say, לדיבי רבי עקיבא, אין לו אלף כלום, קש. So בעצם, סי לפי רשלוקיש, עצמה משמר, רדיבו לפי רבי יחנו לצדויך. אין פה דגימורי. רב אשי סובר לו כרשלוקיש, ומתארץ לו כרב שימן. רבינה סובר לו כרבי יחנו, ומתארץ כרבונו. לא מזה. So דגמור עושה זה הקדומה. רב אשי סובר לו כרשלוקיש, מתארץ לו כרב שימן. רבינה סובר לו כרבי יחנו, ומתארץ כרבונו. רב אשי ורבינה ומסל עד השעס. יש להם לגמור, רב אשי סובר לו כרשלוקיש מתארץ לו כרב שימן, רבינה סובר לו כרב יחנן מתארץ כרבון. לא בזה כלום. What is the מחלקס רב שימן ורבון? What is the מחלקס רב שימן ורבון? דם עושים לחשמן, רב אשי סובה לו כרשלוקיש מתארץ כרב שימן, רבי יחנון סובה לו כרבי יחנון, מתארץ לו כרבון. We have a מחלקס רב שימן ורבון. Now I want to explain, איזה דרך המסורו לנו מדויר דויר, אז איבי רב חונון, רב שימן, עם רב מויש, אפיקיין, דילול פשט, אז דומה רב נוחם לו פשט. We'll start, וזה דרך המסורו לנו, אז איבי רב חונון, לילול פשט, אלמול. We have a machlekes Reb Shimon veRabbanon. What is the machlekes? What is it? Everyone knows that Eishes Ochiv Shloi Herabo Iloma, you don't do Yibu. Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachdov, Shoisolem Yeshiva Achas Ba'ilom. But if they didn't have Yeshiva Achas Ba'ilom, you don't do Yibu. The case, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven dies, Levi is born, only Shimon could do Yibu. Levi cannot do Yibum to Eishes Ruven. Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachdov. Shehoysu Lohem Yeshiva Achas Ba'olam. But if Levi is born later, this is the whole second parent. Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachdov. Ruven and Shimon. Ruven dies. Levi is born after the Ptira of Ruven. Levi cannot do Yibum ki Yeshvu Achim Yachdov. One of the halach is, if Shimon already made Yibum, and then Levi is born. Ruven dies. Shimon makes Yibum, and then Levi is born. And now, Shimon dies. So Levi wants to make a Yibum to the Eishes Ochiv Shelo Yoyo Bo Ilomoy from Reuven. This is the Machlekes, Reb Shimon Verabon. Be Eishes Ochiv Shelo Yoyo Bo Ilomoy, Stam, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi is born. Lekula Alma, Levi cannot do Yibum. But Reuven and Shimon, Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum, and Levi is born. Reb Shimon holds you could do Yibum. Rabbonon holds you cannot do Yibum. What is the machlekes? So Pashtes Advorim. Rabbonon makes sense. Is a heter Yibum as the Eishes Shimon, but as the Eishes Reuven is no heter. Eishes Reuven is not muter. It's like Eishes Ochiv Meimoy. It's like Shloi Bemele. You cannot do Yibum. She's a rias. So Reuven, Shimon, Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum, Shimon dies, Levi cannot do Yibum, Rabbonon makes sense. Vos halt Reb Shimon. So we have, again, Bepashtes, Machlekes, Rashi, and Tesis, and Davchof Amud Aleph. Rashi says, Shlishi before the Mishnah. Shlishi mikoyach sheini yubo. when I meyabim Shimon, I get the heterim that Shimon gets. And vow Shimon as a heter to marry Eishes Reuven, so I could take over his heter. The Yeshiva Shenusa, because I go into his shoes and I get the heter that he has. The Gemara asks the Kasha, so every Erva that is not Erva, the middle brother, I will also allow to marry? So there's no Shaykhis, it's not that he has a heter. For him it's not an Erva. Here the Eishes Ach from Reuven, Shimon has a heter on it. So I could get his heter. Shlishi b'ker sheini uba. Taisa says, Nasek ishti lichol dovol. Shimon holds, when Shimon marries her, it's Nasek ishti lichol dovol. It raises the whole matzav of Reuven. So b'meile, Levi could marry her. So again, Eishes Achim shalayoyo bo ilomu istam. Reuven Shimon, and Levi, and Reuven dies, Levi is born lekula ame yikunadu yibum. Ki yeshu achim yachdov. Or Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven dies, and Shimon does yibum. And then Shimon dies, lefi rabon and vayda shalayoyo bo ilomu, is no heder yibum, it's a herbe. It's a herbe. It's like Eishes Achim yibum. It's out of the parsha, it's a herbe. What Reb Shimon holds? Reb Shimon holds, shlishi mikach sheini yubo. And Rabbanon, if he takes this Rashi, and if he takes this, what is the pshat? Bom and so bad. Till here it's glad. Even so, state in the Gemara that Reb Shimon is only moida in the case, like the way we picture that case. Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum, and then Levi is born. But if Reuven dies, Levi is born, he can do Yibum. Shimon does Yibum, and Shimon dies, Levi cannot take over Asia Shimon. Why not? Why not? Again. Reuven dies and Levi is born, Levi cannot do Yibum. Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum and Levi is born, and if Shimon can do Yibum, Ono mitzad shlishi mikoach sheini yubo, Ono mitzad bo ve mitzo beheter, nase ki ishte lechol dovo. But, if Reuven dies, and Levi is born, and then Shimon does Yibum, and then Shimon dies, Reb Shimon is Moide, that you cannot do Yibum. Only if Levi was born after Shimon did Yibum. And the Shaila is, Lefi Tzusa the Shmaisa, the way she ate in the Gemara and the Avchom, Reb Shimon doesn't make sense. Rabbanon makes sense. But Rabbanon makes sense. Shalei Bar Iloma, you can never do Yibum. Shalom Bar Iloma, you can never do Yibum. Why you can never do Yibum? Ki Yeshua Achim Yachdov. So you never can do Yibum. Makes sense? Rabbanon makes sense. Levi was not together with Reuven, could never die. Yishasach is a Elva. Even if Shimon marries her and Shimon dies, for me it's a Elva. It's like a Choyzer, like Yishasach in Meimu. Rabbi Shimon holds no. If I'm coming because Shimon, I get Shimon Zeterim. Odo Shlishi because Shein Yubo, Odo Vitzad Nasa Ki Yishtu Lechol Domo. And even so, how Reb Shimon that this is only if Levi is born after Shimon did Yibum, but if Levi is born before Shimon does Yibum, even if Shimon will do nine, Reuven dies, Reuven Shimon are brothers. Reuven dies, Levi is born, Shimon goes does Yibum, and now Shimon dies, Levi cannot do Yibum. Why Levi cannot do Yibum? What Levi cannot do Yibum? You have both of those. You have both of them. You have Shlishi Mikach Shein Yubo. And you have it's all better. What could be the issue? Why Levi cannot do Yibum? Why Levi cannot do Yibum? Why Levi can't do Yibum? Manavshah, if Levi could do Yibum, if he's born, does he? If Levi could do Yibum, when Reuven and Shimon, Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum, and Levi is born, he could do Yibum. Why? Shlishi Mikach Shein Yubo. Ono mitzad nasek ishti lechol domo. So why, if Reuven dies and Levi is born and then Shimon does the Yibum and Shimon dies, you cannot do Yibum. This is the Koishi HaGodl. The Koishi HaGodl. What is the Pshat of Reb Shimon?
This was hard.
So? Speak Yevomistik. 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 Nesro, one word. I guess Nesro, one word. Yevomistik. Nesro. Nesro. One word, Nesro. This is the answer of Reb Elchanan. This is the way Reb Elchanan learned Yevamis. We don't like it. Aber für der Zeh über Rebel Khanan, az ey Rebel Khanan, Simon Alef Beis, hier bei Rehov an der Sugi, Simon Beis, oi ist Alef Beis Gimel, sagt Rebel Khanan, Nesro. שנסרו שואח, אז נסרו היא לא מס. נסרו. Why we don't like it? Why we don't like it? Why we don't like it? First, Nesra has to be a Nefila. Where is the Nefila? Where is the Nefila? Where is the Nefila? Nesra Alamal is when there's a Nefila. Where is the Nefila? Stali, where is the Nefila?
He's being bored.
Nefila means that it's a zikah to him. It's no zikah to him.
He's bored.
He's bored, but it's no Nefila to him.
Why?
After Nefila. It's Nesra after Nefila. We saw it's no Nesra. Put over Nesra, there's no Nefila and Nesra after Nefila. We saw the zikah of Mem Aleph. It's often a Gemara. There's no Nesra after Nefila. Nesra is only B'shas Nefila. She Nesra achas Nesra ilamis. So the Chudosh Tikkun Nesra. Chudosh Tikkun Nesra. It's not that. This is one baya. The second problem is lo yishomanu nesro til daflamet. Rabbi Yudo Amarav kol yivom eshen nikoyru b'shas nefilo. But the Gemara said nesro and daflamet. Lefid that, you can't learn Yevomis on Nesro. And the Gemara of Flamed is a chidush from Rabbi Yudah and Arav, kol Yevom v'sheina nikoyru v'shas nefilo Yevom v'yov v'yoleo, kiru v'shenesro, shoachas Nesro, ilomis, it's a ganzi yesoid for Nesro. And you don't let me know, the ganzi Yevomis, the ganzi ma'aroch of Yevomis is gibayt of Nesro. That's the ganzi Yevomis. The ganzi Yevomis is Nesro. The ganzi Yevomis is Nesro. Doesn't have a hesber, doesn't have a tzura. The ganze yevomis is nesr. What?
Why else would
I don't. There's the kasha. How do I understand shot? Well, how different is it? We did, but this is the reason we're learning. It's very shva. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. But this is the way Rebbe Elchanan learns. We will go divide with Rebbe Elchanan's Me'ala. As a Rebbe Elchanan, that he can have similar mitzvot chalik beis, similar mitzvot be'archove, that be'etzem the ma'areches is, that lefi Rabbanon is no heter and the hervedike is tzach for shul Rebbe Elamai. Rebbe Shimon is mechadish is a heter, odo lefi Rashi, mitzah shlish mekach sheni ubo, odo mitzah nazik ishtu lechol dovo, and lefi that mitzvore the heter had to be there. Misvore the heter had to be there. The heter had to be there even if Levi is born before Shimon does Yivum, because he have the same asvore as if Shlish Mikach Shein Yivu. The same asvore if Nasik Yishti Lechol Dobo, Zog Rebel Chonon, but the reason is not because it's Nesro. Why when he was born, she was Nesro Shoachas, Kevin she Nesro Shoachas, Nesro Ilamis. Given she nesra shoachas nesra ilomis. Thus in the Gemara. So to feed this hasbel, the vow we'll go with Rebbe Elchanan, and we'll try to feed that to start to learn our Gemara. Zog the Gemara, Rav Ashi sova lo kerish lokish, umetaretz lo kereb shimen. So Rav Ashi is trying to arayin zetz, the braise kereb shimen alibu de reish lokish. החוילץ ליבינטוי וחוזר וקיצ'ו החוילץ ליבינטוי וחוזר וקיצ'ו החוילץ ליבינטוי וחוזר וקיצ'ו פרסמוס חוילץ ליבמה וחוזר וקיצ'ו צריכו חליצו מן האחים. And the shayla is לפי ריש לוקיש, how she needs חליצו מן האחים, סנוך שזהר ואין דאחים מן אחים אחים הילודים. Brothers that were born after he did chalitza. This is the way Reish Lakish is answering the Braisa. The way Reish Lakish is answering the Braisa. Achol etzli yevimtoi, v'chozar v'kitcho, and he dies. The brothers that were born after the Kiddushin, as Rashi in Pshat, these brothers need chalitza. Keman kereb Shimon. Keman kereb Shimon. Oman echo ben anelodim v'kitcho, ein lo olof klum. Keman kereb Reish Lakish. So what state? And he dies. Brothers that were born now could do chalitza. Brothers that were born before, they take have a chorus and it doesn't help. So we'll explain. The brothers that were born before, like we saw in the sugya before the Reish Lakish, and then died with 10 brothers, and the guy, one of them dies, one of them does chalitza, the other brothers have chorus, and even if he marries, they can't do chalitza. They don't choye b'yibum, they are arayas. And his heter is not matir, is nesra already. But if Reuven dies, Shimon does chalitza, and then he marries her. Shimon does chalitza, and then he marries her. And now Shimon dies, Levi could do yibum. Kereb Shimon. If he rabbanon, it doesn't help. So what stated in the answer of Ravash? Achol etzli evintoi v'kitcho. And now a brother is born. So now when the brother is born, Lefirib Shimon, he writes that he's Shalom Ba'ilomah, but he was born after the second brother married her, he could do Yibum. If he was born before, he cannot do Yibum. Frekt Rebel Chanan, why Levi could do Yibum now? Why Levi could do Yibum now? What does matter to Levi to do Yibum now? What does matter to Levi to do Yibum now? Reuven died. Shimon made chalitza. Shimon remarried her. Now Shimon is dead. Levi wants to do yibum. What does matter to Levi? The ishesach of Reuven. We have two esverim: Rashi and Tesis. Lefi Rashi, what is matter? Moses says Levi could do yibum. Levi could do yibum. Why he could do yibum? What happened to the ishesach of Reuven? We have two terutzim. Rashi's teretz what? Shlishi mikoyach sheini ubo. Tesis' answer is what? What is Tesis' answer? Nasik ishte lechol dovo. Frank Rebel Chonon, Bishle Merashi makes sense. Tesis doesn't make sense. Shlishi mikoyach sheini, var sheini as a heter, by sheini it's not osu mitzad eishesach. So b'mele, I also can have a heter. Not that Shani is a Yibu. Shani has a heter. If you want to learn the Pshat Shlishim Kiyach Shani, Shani is Miyabim and I'm Mamshim Bad Yibum, it's also not Shaykh. But I could say Shlishim Kiyach Shani. But Lefi Tesis, what is the heter of Levi? Because Nasik Yishne Lechol Dovo. Here is no Nasik Yishne Lechol Dovo. He never did Yibum, he did Chalitza, became Arayas on everyone, became Mutter to him. Now, what is my heter? As I fregt Rebel Chonon, Simon Beis, again, the heter of Reb Shimon we're learning is Be'etzem one thing. Be'etzem Reb Shimon Ol Shloi Be'lo Me'yizos. If Shimon is married, we have two heterim. Oder Shlishi Mikoyach Sheini Uba, Oder Nazike Yishtoi. If I was born before Sheini married her, I have a Nesra. This is the Mahalach of Reb Elchonon and Afikayam and Reb Moshe. Frekt Reb Elchonon, okay. Now Zog the Gemara, the same Shtik of Teir, we will use Ali Ben Reish Lakish. Reuven, Shimon and Levi. Reuven dies, Shimon does Chalitza and marries her. Zog the Gemara, if Levi is born later, Achim HaYeludim, they could do Yibum. Why? Because Reb Shimon holds. Shlish Mekar Sheini Yubo. And the Mele, I'm allowed to go, even that I don't have a heter, by me it's Arayas. That's stated in the Gemara before. But while I'm coming, because Ach Shimon, it's a Mutter. This is good Lefi Rashi. But Lefi Tesis is no Esber.
What is stronger
than
Yibum?
What? Kedushin is stronger than Yibum. But there's no Nasik in Ishtar to clean out.
It's Kedushin.
No. Where is the Kedushin? What
Kedushin? The Kedushin.
Again. What is the Be'etzim is the Erbe Bruven. What is Matirat?
Yibum.
Ishtar lechol dovo. Here's no Nasik in Ishtar.
It's better.
It's not better. It's taking that matter. Nasik in Ishtar lechol dovo. We say, we forget about the issues of the Rishay. It's raised. Here you can't forget about the issues of the Rishon. Afikayam and Simon Lamedvor, Chelek Beis, the last piece. V'kavar arboim shona nimiskashen, and I don't have an answer. That thesis doesn't make sense. I said Afikayam finishes the Simon. V'kavar arboim shona nimiskashen. If he thesis, you can't learn the sukkah of Yudalit. It's not nasi kishdin lechondavu. What is the end of? Sorry, Rebbe Cholam. Oh, we don't know Rabbi Akiva. Oh, we're not going with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, what's this? Because we're not going with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Cholam says that Teretz Elach Adeich HaGodl Mizeh Tzorich Leimar Shetesis is Moide L'Rashi. That's Rabbi Cholam. Adeich Rabbi Cholam is Masakim. Tesis is Moide L'Rashi. Elach Nam Yedavchok. He said, I know the Hesper. But the Hemes Tesis is Masakim with Rashi. I want, I'm saying something more about. In these sugyas, I think... This sugis is very wichtig. Even in Avada, we have to come to the Avada, the Reb Nochum, the Rishonim. But the Alibis is not Alibis, even if someone doesn't have the whole sugya, but to have the picture, the Reb Al-Cholam Gehat Yevomis, that's the Herrsh Tachel. We'll try to go to the next Madreg. So the Fir Reb Al-Cholam, the Vail, the Tzus of the Shmais is very simple. Rabbi Yochanan machlekes Reb Shimon veRabbanan is benoilad veachar kach ibum. That Reuven, Shimon, and Levi is born, then lekulam you can do ibum. But if Reuven dies, Shimon does ibum, and then Levi is born, then it's machlekes. But if Levi was born before Shimon, then ibum you can't do ibum. Nesvo. But before Shlishi v'kach sheni other nasi ki ishtoi. Frank Reb Al-Cholam, the Gemara here trying to copy that heter to our sugya to say that Erves is Yisrael from Reuven. Val Levi was born Yeludim. If he was born later, it's also. This is what the Gemara says. Someone like Rab Shimon and Taretz. Acholetz li evintoi v'chosav v'kitcha tzulaz achim a Yeludim that were born after the Yibum. After the Kiddushin, Keman Kereb Shimon, Oman Erem Lalonu Vekitsha, Ein Lalov Klum, Keman Keresh Lakish. If he was born before, it's also. If he was born after, it's Muta. So Lefi Rashi, Zog Rebel Cholon, it's Gishmak. Aber Lefi Teis, it's not Gishmak. As if like Rebel Cholon, Simen Beis. The time when Shlokish be even, we should not have been able to solve the gambles. The Rashi Pirish like Amon Atam Ahed, we should not have been able to solve the gambles. The Atam Ahed is the Kiddush. But the Pirish is the Teis Veskoshe. So the Chloe Mardi, the Teis is the Chalkim Atam Ahed Rashi. Beis Aleph. Aval Kavanosom v'inyam Yibum en tzorich l'taymi shel Rashi. Aval b'chol atz v'kiddush tzrichim l'taymi shel Rashi.
What?
If it doesn't take away from the Achim, so it will not help. The Nasik Yishtoi has to take away from the Achim, because the ganze Londes. If it doesn't take away from the Achim, it doesn't help. But we have the main problem of the sugya, and that Reb Al-Cholam doesn't have a yitzir. Why this case has to be when the brother has to be born? When the brother has to be born? After, what is the case? Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven, Reuven, Shimon, Velevi. Reuven dies, Shimon does Chalitza veKitcha, and then Levi is born. Of them, Zach the Gemara, Lefir Reb Shimon, Shlish Mikar Sheni Yuma, Lefir Rabbanan it's also. Kids are born later, and Mutar. Kids are born before us. Say that. When Levi is born, it's Mevur in the Gemara that Levi is born when Levi was born. Reuven died, Shimon did Chalitza, was Mekadesh, and then Levi is born. Why he has to be born after the Kiddush? Why he can't be born after the Chalitza? Why Levi has to be born after Shimon did Kiddush? Why it's not enough to say that he was born after he did Chalitza? Reuven died, Shimon did Chalitza. Now Levi is born, Shimon married her, and Shimon dies. Why Levi can't do Yibum? Think. Reuven dies, Shimon does Chalitza, Levi is born. And now Shimon does Kiddushi, and Shimon dies. Why you cannot do Yibum? Shlishi mikoyach sheini uba. Shlishi mikoyach sheini uba. And while Levi is coming mikoyach Shimon, so he has a heter. Why he has to speak about a case that he was born after the Kiddushin? He has the heter. After the Levi has the heter of Shimon. Levi has the heter of Shimon.
Where? After Shimon died?
Reuven, before Reuven dies, Shimon does Chalitza, Levi is born now. Then Shimon does Kiddushin, and Shimon dies. You could do Yibum. Shlishi Mikoyach Sheini Uba.
Because when he was born, Shimon was still alive.
Reuven dies, Shimon makes Chalitza, Levi is born, Shimon makes Kiddushin.
Afterwards.
I'm a Yabim Shimon, I'm not a Yabim Reuven. And the heter that Shimon has, I am. What? Nesro after Chalitza? It's not a fila anymore. It's not Nesro. Shlishi mikoyach sheni. I'm a Yabim Shimon with all of the entailing that Shimon has. We explained before that the MSI could have the Eterim Alimo. We answered Nesro. Zog the Belchon, Nesro is only when she's a Yevoma. When she's not a Yevoma, you don't call it Nesro. Every lady is Nesro, you know? Every Eshashish that is married to my wife's sister, and then my wife dies and my brother dies, there's no Nesro. Nesro is only B'shas Nefile. When there's no Nefile, there's no Nesro. As I fragt Rebelchon bleibt zurück hier und dann ist Pshat. Aber kosher lefi ze, im ken, benoilad achar chalitze koidem kidushin, hari loin esro alo psho achas, b'shas nefile. Ve'tishtori tzoiz gimel, ve'tishtori lereb shimen, k'moi b'yibim, ve'achar kach noilad, uberashi, dibura masril, umetar etzlo, uberashi, dibura masril ha'yeludim, ותאיזה דיברה מסחיל כמן מבואר דאינו מותרס אלו בנוילד אחר קידושים ובאמס במאירי היבי בשם יש מפורשים גם בנוילד קוידם הקידושים מותרס כיוון שנוילד לאחר חליצה אינם מויסי וכן כוסב הריטבו ודוח הדבריהם פרקדר וצורך יו סרבל חובר בלעד צורך יו אין את פשט. So again, if we're learning Pshat, Levi has to be born after Shimon's Yibum, not before. We explain why. If Shlishi Mikoyach Sheini, so even if I'm born before, or if Nasek Yishta, even if I'm born before, so why I have to be born after Shimon did already the Yibum? We explain because if that is Nesro, this was the Teir of Rebbe Chama. On them I have Nesro. Without Nesro I could do Yibum. This is the Hezbo. If the Pshat without that I could do Yibum, Frank Rebel Cholon, Nesro is only when there's a Nefila. When there's no Nefila, it's never Nesro. This is the Aleph Beis Klal. When there's no Nefila, it's no Nesro. If when it's known if he has no Nesra. If when it's known if he has no Nesra. So after Chalitza is known if he has.
But
Chol says he can. After the Fila, Bishaz, that is Zika. I will explain it in a second to make it clear. No, I will explain it in a second. It's known Nesra on a Nefila. Nesra is only when it's a Nefila. Yebishas Nefila, Leachar Nefila. But someone that is not a Yevama is no Nesra. Every time my brother is married to a lady that is my wife's sister, and my wife dies and then my brother dies, it's a Mishnah that I'm allowed to do Yibum, and we don't say Nesra because she was not a Yevama then. Nesra is only if she's Oymed Liyibum and she's Nesra. They just wanted a Nida or be Nesra. Every Yishu was Nida once. But if the Talis B'Shas is a Yevama, Nesra is not Stam. Every Yishu Zach is also Yishu Zish. So be Nesra, Mechaim Yishu was Yishu Zish, that's because of Yishu Zpat Atzor. Nesra is Nefile. Zot Ebel Chon, and I don't have a Pshat. And Bol Hashem, we have me here at a Ritva, that Tak is Sayyina Chinami, the Sugi is Lav Davke. Aber in Teis, the Brahmas, he commands Mefurish, and in Rash is Kaseyna, that is Bedavke, that he was born after the Kiddushim. Bedavke, that he was born after the Kiddushim. So, Echil, so all of you are trying to answer. Ebel Chon didn't try, and I'll explain to you why, but all of you are trying to answer. So let me get to try to be maimed before we chalik and Rebbe Chon Pshat finishes here. This is the Teira. The whole Ma'alach of Yivama says Nesra. Be'etzem Shlishim Garsheni works even if he was born Koylim Yibum. Aber Nesra. Be'mele, those are the guys of Suge. We have a Suge here by us that if he was born after the Chalitz and the Kiddushin, it's Mutar Shlishim Garsheni, Teisus is like Rashi. And now we only have a kasha, but mele van Nesra, the whole reason you have to have be born before is only mitzvah Nesra, because only then you have shlish mikach sheni. So why you have to be born here after the kiddushin? Tzorich hir. Baruch Hashem said a ritva. And Meiri, that's why the taki she was born before. So all of you are trying to tell me that the reason you have to have after chalitza is because after kiddushin, because after chalitza is also a shtikel Nesra. The Irish is also a shtickle nefile, like we explained yesterday in Shir, that after the Chalitza, she's not mufka from the Parsha. She's not mufka and gatsa from the Parsha. She's in the bias. The Yishazach doesn't come back. We explained in the Rashbo. She's in the Parsha. So she's enough to be in the Parsha of Nesra. We could have answered like that. We could have answered like that. So again, so we could have minded the Tzusa, the Shmaisa of the Sugya, Bezatzur. We could have made it Bezatzur. Machlekes Rabbi Yechon, Shimon Rabbanon, Benoilat. If he was born before the Yibum, Lekulami, you can't do Yibum, the Shalayoy Boilamoy. Shalayoy Boilamoy, why? Be'etzam, we have Shlish Mekarsheni, the Teretz is Nesra. And in our Sugi, the same thing, he has to be born after the Kiddushin, before that is Nesra. Why he has to be born after the Kiddushin is not enough after the Chalitza? Because after the Chalitza is also, she's in the Parsha of Yibum. You're right, there is no mitzvah Yibum. But she's enough in the Parsha to have a Shem Nesra. This could have been Tzusa Neshmais. But I want to ask you a Shaila. So, we already two duchkim. One day that places has to decide to learn like Rashi. Fikiyam calls it Arboim Shon and Miskash, it's a Kenizayim. It's for sure not Pshat. It's a doichek that Nesro, that the Gantz Yevomis is Gibbet of Nesro, and the Gemara said it in the Flamet, we know that it's not Pshat. It's a Kenizayim. The Gantz Yevomis is Gibbet of Nesro, and Nesro is here. And the third child is, why they have to be born after the Kiddushin? They could be born after the Chalitza. I want to ask you a fourth kasha before we start the Ozat Surah, the Ozat Surah of the Shmais. The fourth kasha. The Ritva in the Meiri learned that she was born, that he was born after the Chalitza. So let me get the Ritva in the Meiri, and we'll say maybe Lav Davka in here in the Gemara, she was born after the Chalitza. And what is the Lomdas? Reuven and Shimon, Reuven dies, Shimon does Chalitza, Levi is born, he can't do evil now. Aber Shimon dies, he says, Shlish Mekach Sheni, and he didn't have a Nesra, so I could go ahead. Ask him. This is the Gladkai. We have to give a Eitzah, but the Gladkai is as a... The Bechol also taught that it's the Gladkai. If Rebbe Elchanan thought that it's the glad guy, it's a chapele also. So why Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, and all the brothers, and Reuven dies? Shimon does chalitza. A second later, Shimon does kiddushin, and Shimon dies. Stayed in the Gemara that Lefi Reish Lakish, no one could do evil, right? Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven dies. Shimon does chalitza. Levi's already around. And then Shimon marries her, and Shimon dies. It's mevur in the Gemara that Levi cannot do Yibum. Why Levi cannot do Yibum? Says Eish Esach. Why he can't do Yibum? Shlishi mikach sheinu Yibum. Why he can't do Yibum? Think before I shlug it. Explain to you at what time exactly was Nesla. Till the Chalitza he was mutter. After the Chalitza is no Nesla. Going now, the Achronim said after Chalitza is no Nesla. When was Nesla? When was Nesla? When was Nesla? If it's true, that Shlishi Mikach Sheini Yuba, when Levi comes in the shoes of Shimon, everything is okay. The only problem is that he has his Nesla. Right? And even the Reb Shimon. So the answer we ask the Kasha, back to Yudamud Beis, I ask you why Levi can't marry her. Eish Esach. Abba Shulei Bar Yilom Reb Shimon holds that I get the heter for the middle brother. Why I don't get it only if I have a Nesra? Without a Nesra, I every time get it. But when I have a Nesra? When was my Nesra?
One second.
When will be Nesra? And to say it's Galim Mizzle and Mafreya, I didn't want to go into it. It's a big doichai because there's every Yivam in the world is Nesra, and you never could do Yivam Shlish Mekar Shevi. It's a big baya to go into Mafreya. If we'll be a Mafreya. If we'll be a Mafreya, it's a big baya. So these are the four Aores, again. Four Aores. Four Aores in the Mahalach of Rebbe Elchanan. But we don't listen, Rebbe Elchanan stays like that. Kovitz Aores, and Asach Leonan Azay Yevamis. We don't listen, Asach Leonan Azay Yevamis. Shlish Mikach Sheni, Nasi Kehishtoi, Be'etzim, it works every time. When it's Nesro, it doesn't work. B'meile, this is the Pshat in the Sugya Deer. We have a kasha here, Lechure, why dafka after Kiddushin, Lechure, here even after Chalitza is no Monesra, and then we have a kasha fakel. If after Chalitza is good, so be'etzem, but the brothers that are alive, even Kainim Chalitza is good. Because Lemaise, why the Gemara said that you can't do Yibu, Mimalev Shach. Those are the Shverkites, these are the four Shverkites in the Mahalach of Rebbe Elchanan. Kumt Reb Nochem, Mikoyach Dizkashes. Kum Reb Nochem Mikoyach Dizkashes. Zog Reb Nochem, it's not the Pshat. It's not the Pshat Bichlal. It's not the Pshat Bichlal. No Shaykhus Tenesro. No Shaykhus to Nesro. Nesro was never said before the Flamet. It can't be that you have to say the word Nesro to explain a Sugi and Yevomes without the Flamet. I know Sugi of Tanoim. It can't be. It's Mikanish Lan as a Yevomes. That you have to be Masber a Sugi with Nesro. Mikanish Masber as a Sugi. Mikanish Masber as a Sugi. The Teretz is, we'll go first to Shalai Haya Ba'ilam, to explain Shalai Haya Ba'ilam. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven dies, Shimon is alive, and Levi is born. And then Shimon wants to do Yibum. So Shimon does Yibum. Shimon dies. You cannot do Yibum Alibe de Reb Shimon. Right? As I said in the Gemara. Why you can't do Yibum? For a poshter reason. She's Eishes Ochiv Shaloi Hoyo Bo Ilamai. And when she's Eishes Ochiv Shaloi Hoyo Bo Ilamai, you cannot have a heter. What is Shlish Mekach Sheini Ubo? You can have a heter on Eishes Ach. You can have a heter on Eishes Ach. But if it's not an Eishes Ach, if it's not an Eishes Ach, an Eishes Ochiv Shaloi Hoyo Bo Ilamai is an Elvedik Eishes Ach. If it's an Elvedik Eishes Ach, you don't have a heter yibum on it. Not mitzad nesro. Not mitzad nesro. Yibum is matir isurei shesach she'en loy bonim. Sheloy hoyo b'olamoy is like a shesach she'yesh loy bonim. Sheloy hoyo b'olamoy is like a shesach she'yesh loy bonim. And val sheloy hoyo b'olamoy is like a shesach she'yesh loy bonim. So lefi Reb Shimon it's also on Nesro. Now we'll have to explain. So why if he was born after Shimon this Yibum, it's Muta. Manashach, if it's Shalom. But the Yesoid is, never has a heter, even without Nesro. Doesn't he say no? A Elvedikesh Esach never has a heter even without Nesro. Never. We're going back to our sugya. Ruben dies. Shimon does Chalitza. She becomes the Elvedikesh Esach and the brothers. They never could do Yibum. Don't start to ask Mishlish Mekach Sheni, Revi Mekach Hamishi. A Elvedikesh Yibum is never Mutar. The same thing Mishloah Eber Ilomoy. As they say, Shes Ochiv Me'imoy doesn't have a heter. Shloah Eber Ilomoy doesn't have a heter. And Shes Achvon Chalitza doesn't have a heter. Fakel, we have now a Avoid Ogdoilo. So what's in the Pshat in Reb Shimon? How Reb Shimon says that if I'm born after Shimon, it's okay? Why it's okay? Aray, Elvedikesh Esach is never a day, okay. Elvedikesh Esach can never be okay because I went through someone else. Avera is Avera. Hayyan about the heter, gay duch the Avera. It's never a tzad to be mad to such a zach. Layal al adas to be mad to such a zach. So what is the time? Zot Reb Nochem, you know who answers this kasha? The Gemara and the Futes Amud Beis. The Gemara says, you test them with base. My time with the Reb Shimon. Four lines from the bottom. She doesn't say Shlish Mekach Sheni. She says, my time with the Reb Shimon. She needs a pshat in Reb Shimon. You test them with base. My time with the Reb Shimon. And the Gemara answers, my time with the Reb Shimon, Kedomar time, Hoil vebo vemetzo beheter, Veloi omdo lov shoachas beisu, Hoil vebo vemetzo beheter, Veloi omdo lov shoachas beisu. Steht in the Gemara Pesaheter in Reb Shimon, not Shlish Mekach Sheni. Some modern words. Such modern words that the Gemara will follow with a question. Ela my time in the Rabbanon. It's so close. What's in the Pshat in Rabbanon? Zot Reb Nochem is another whole sugya. No shaykh is the Shlish Mekach Sheni. No shaykh is the Rabbanon in Afchof. The Gemara says, out is good. My time in the Reb Shimon. Shlish Mekach Sheni, the Gemara will handle later. The Gemara needs my time in the Reb Shimon. So again, the first chelik of the Reb Nochem. It's two parts. First, to know the Yesod of Reb Nochem. Reb Nochem says, like we said at the beginning when we learned that base, that is married to someone else, and then my brother dies, that I can't do Yibum, it's not Mitzad Nesro. That is Yisach never had a Heter Yibum, and will never have a Heter Yibum. Yeshloi Bonim never had a Heter Yibum. Yisach Minayim never had a Heter. Yisach No Chalitza never had a Heter. And Bemele, you don't need to come to Nesro. You don't ask me when it was Nesro and the brothers. Not before, not later. It's not Mitzad Nesro. Now, so what is the pshat in Reb Shimon? We have a Rashi, we have a Gemara. Nothing will help. Nothing will help. And that the Teretz is, the Gemara and the Yud Tesamud Beis came with a new pshat. The Fira Belchonon, Kehilu, my time in Reb Shimon, you miyad. Davchof, you say a line in Davchof, you say a line in Davtesis, you never say Yud Tesamud Beis. Kehilu was never Yud Tesamud Beis. So I'm going to know him as a whole Beis Medrash. It's a whole sugya, Yud Tesamud Beis. My time in the Reb Shimon. My time in the Rabbanon. It's a whole different Hezbel. And there we have to say a Hezbel. And there Reb Nochem says, state a Naya Pshat in Reb Shimon. And we have to know that the Naya Pshat in Reb Shimon is so stark. My time in the Rabbanon. And the Gemara doesn't answer, they don't hold Shlishi Mekar Sheini. She answers, Yibumim Arishoinim Aleo. They don't know. They don't know. Nazikish de lechaldavo. My time with the Reb Shimon, I got the shtickle teire. Iochi, my time with the Rabbanon. Dos shtei de mafteach to learn an andere yevam. As I know about, the chazik good the Rebbe Cholon. As with this, you have to remember the Rebbe Cholon, and we'll try to say over the teire for the Rebbe Cholon.